And then there's a Christian with the iron will. He's saved, and immediately he was saved to give up all his bad habits. Bang, just like that. He never misses a service, regardless of the circumstances. Wednesday night prayer meeting, his wife's given birth to a baby in the hospital, but he still comes to prayer meeting. And service every time, no matter who gets hurt. He's strict. He's not necessarily spiritual. Oh, there's some good qualities, but he's not necessarily spiritual. You see, the spiritual person is led of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's one of the most wonderful things when all of a sudden you realize that you had listened to the Holy Spirit. I'm going to give you an illustration. I don't want it to go outside of this room. I left my notes at home this morning. I didn't have my notes for the service this morning. When I opened my Bible sitting down there just before I was to come up here, I realized it didn't have my notes. And then when I got up here and I looked at all these people, this Holy Spirit said to me, there's people here that are not saved. The Lord made me leave those notes at home. So that I would change my message. I think you remember Black Brother, Owen Fraser. Is he still living? He's gone? Okay. He come to Oakwood different times. One Sunday morning, he got up and he said, as I was going over the top of the Ambassador Bridge this morning, I felt the Lord say to me, change your message. Speak on the love of God from 1 John. So he said, I changed my message this morning. I'm going to speak on the love of God. I had a pencil and a paper in my hand, and I wrote down all the headings that he was going to use in that message. I get an elbow in the rib, saying, what are you doing? I said, I'm writing down his headings before he gives them. Well, how do you know that that's what he's going to give? Because he spoke on this exactly the same 6 weeks ago. And I listened. Yes, almost word for word. I thought, I wonder. That's strange. That's something we speakers try to be very careful not to do. But there was a man in that audience this morning who was saved. And he said, if he had spoken of hellfire, I'd have got up and walked out. But he spoke of the love of God. Owen Fraser was flexible. Remember Sam Dalton? He was flexible. And he was a channel of blessing. About 2 months later, I phoned him. I said, Owen, do you ever preach the same sermon at the same assembly? Oh, no, no. I said, well, do you remember such and such a Sunday where you changed your message on the top of the Ambassador Bridge and went down? Yeah. Well, I said, you preached that same sermon 6 months or 6 weeks earlier. No. Yeah. I was at both services. But rest, brother, rest. There was a man saved in the second service. The Apostle Paul says, give your bodies to the Lord Jesus Christ. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You see, the spiritual Christian is movable. Philip went down to Samaria. Then he went off into the desert to meet one man. And he met that man. Do you know the results of that? Grant Jeffries is a book writer in Toronto. He wrote a book called Armageddon. And in that book, he tells a story. He tells the story of Haile Selassie of Ethiopia. And he tells the story of Melnick. And Melnick is the son of King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. And Candace was a queen's name in Ethiopia. And the Queen of Sheba was one of the original Candace queens. And the black man that was the eunuch for Candace, Queen of Ethiopia, was a man that was saved. Haile Selassie said that he was of the line of the tribe of Judah. Haile Selassie's nephew lives in Toronto. And Haile Selassie's nephew corroborates all this. That Melnick, when he went down to his mother, Solomon gave him a group of priests to take with him, and he gave him a secondary altar. And Melnick said, God will never come to a secondary altar. And so he had the priests switch the altars and take the real one with him. He was a godly man, a godly young man. He couldn't put up with Solomon's philandering and his 700 wives and worshiping his wives' gods. And as a result, you find that the queen of Sheba, Candace, her chancellor, come to know Jesus Christ as their personal savior. And Haile Selassie admitted that he was of the line of the tribe of Judah. Philip went down to the Gaza Strip, a desert, to meet one man. Jesus Christ must needs go through Samaria to meet one woman. A queen? No. A woman that had five husbands and was living with another man. A woman that said, here's a man that told me everything I did. She went back. And they accepted Jesus Christ as who he were, and they asked him to stay there. And a whole lot of the Samaritans were saved. He must needs go through Samaria. Where was you and I must needs go tomorrow? Someplace different? Someplace we don't often go? Sometimes we encounter somebody, a chance encounter here or there, given our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Today, in our day and age, we've got everything in evangelical churches that are trying to attract and make the gospel attractive to the sinner. The sinner will not come to Christ until he is convicted of his sin and knows that he's headed for hellfire through all eternity. And if you want to get a real sense of this, just stop and think how long eternity is. And just stop and think that the worm dieth not. And those people which we meet day by day are on the broad road to hell. How fervent then are we in the things of the Lord? How fervent are we in our services? How fervent are we in all the activities for the things of the Lord? Paul says, give your bodies a living sacrifice. Be spent, wear out for the Lord Jesus Christ. People have often said it's far better to wear out than to rust out, and it's far better to wear out for Jesus Christ than any other way. Sorry, I went 5 minutes over. Loving Father, we do thank you for your love to us. We thank you for the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said to his disciples in one time that he had loved them with the same love that there was between him and the Father. And our Father, this is incomprehensible as far as our human minds are concerned, to realize that we are loved with the same love that there is between the Lord Jesus Christ and you. And our Father, we pray for revival. We pray that there may be a giving over of the things of the Lord. We pray that people would be far more interested in the things of the Lord than in the things of the world. The Apostle John, writing in 1 John, he said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. He that hath the love of the world hath not the love of the Father. Be with us now, our Father, as we separate. And as we do so, we would mention Tom and Sharon Wilkinson in this trial that's coming up tomorrow. We pray, if it's your will, and if you would get honor and glory from it, we pray that you would have the judge dismiss this case. But if not, our Father, we pray that your will may be done, and that whatever takes place, that it might be to your honor and to your glory. For we give you thanks in Christ's name. Amen.